With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers are advancing two bills that would ban plastic bags and styrofoam containers from all stores and restaurants. As Scott Franz reports, the sponsors are making some concessions to try and get more support.
The amended versions would delay the ban on plastic bags until July of 2022 instead of next year. But grocery stores and other retailers would have to charge a dime for the bags next year. Louisville Mayor Ashley Stuhlsman was one of dozens of people who testified in support of the bag ban on Monday. She says plastic pollution is a big problem in her community.
We have microplastics in our drinking water. We currently don't know what all the health effects of that are.
The House Energy and Environment Committee passed the bill with the support of Democrats. Republicans argued the ban could hurt small businesses. The bills still face a debate on the House floor before heading to the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or CPW, says it received over 5,000 calls about bears from the beginning of April to the end of December last year. But the agency says an equal number of human-bear interactions may go unreported. Alex Hager has the story.
CPW says one-third of those calls involve trash, which can be an attractant for hungry bears. Over 1,000 cases involved food, and the numbers of car and home break-ins totaled in the hundreds.
And all of that is absolutely preventable if people will take some simple steps to secure any attractants around their homes.
That's CPW spokesman Jason Clay. He recommends that people put trash in bear-proof containers and avoid using bird feeders between March and November. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.